Every human being is beautiful, and every human is great. And one should not pursue or convince the other humans to find the right path. The power of inner self only lies in your hand and your hand alone. You are a unique physical individual, and you are not walking anybody else's path. Every blessing you ever think you had, like a diploma, degree, initiation, or ritual, which is coming outside of yourself as such, is worthless if it didn't came through your self-worthiness. If you don't bless yourself first, the blessing itself has no value. We are all part of all that is, or mass consciousness, or God, or as we call it today, love. You are one with all. And if you are one with all, then you don't need, have, or will obtain an identity or name such as spiritual leader, president, dad, mom, yogi, swami, master. A title or university degree to prove your physical smartness to other to be worthy. You are love, and love is. There is absolutely no unifying with all that is, source, enlightenment, or love. If you place yourself in one of the mentioned to prove yourself worthy, nor do you need to do a ritual, method, class, program, because love has no identity. Love is. Love is available to everybody, any moment, and anywhere in all things, living or not living. When you understand this and fully feel it, then you are free and one with love, aka God. The only way to love is to start listening to your own inner voice. And when you will be guided to that what is perfect for you. You will be shown your path as you are a unique individual and all that is at the same time. We all have our own unique individual physical experiences. It is beautiful to have yogis, swamis, masters, professors, and spiritual leaders who are trying to inspire humans all over the world. But in the midst of their inspiration, they do lose the connection with God or love. They often place themselves above humans, who in their opinion has not achieved love yet. They teach in their opinion, which is the way to reach love, start to give themselves identities such as yogi, swami, guru, spiritual leader. And only because they believe they have reached love or God through that path that they have followed, or somebody else has followed it before them. Although the work is admirable, it also is a flaw, because everybody already has reached God. And as you are God, and thus love, the only reason that you don't feel God or love is because your physical part has a physical experience that is showing you a path to find love. Sometimes in a positive way, and sometimes in a negative way, a contrastic way. Only because you wanted to experience it. So you could use your guidance or the connection that you have with love and your free will to always choose love over hate. But you can't separate yourself from love, even if you are in the most negative situation, even if you are the most negative person on this planet. It is impossible. So stop telling each other how we should live, behave, look like, or act, or what we should do to feel happy, and start to inspire each other. Be the example without explanation, judgment, or opinionating. You do not need a muscled body, a pretty face, money, or spiritual enlightenment to find love. There is no separation between what you are and what you are seeking for, which is love or God. Happiness is just being who you are and enjoying life into the fully. And if we could separate us from love, our universe would cease to exist instantly. A Mona Lisa without an eye in the painting is not a Mona Lisa anymore. We are all one. A painting of love. And we are all connected, holding that painting together. Whether you like it or not. So instead of resisting, start enjoying. You are in control of that choice. That's your given birthright. This message is a gift to all of you. And let me inspire you by speaking these words out loud so you can speak them to yourself as we speak right now. I am light and pure positive energy. I am the power that creates and destroys worlds. I am made by the image of all that is, also known as love. And so, my power is its power. And so, I am love, the new God, as God is the end and love is the beginning. Like everything within the physical, there is an end and beginning. And this is the end. And also the beginning. I am aware and wide awake. I am love. And love in the end is love in the beginning. I am.